Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. The ACLS algorithms are designed to make it easier to remember the key interventions we should deliver and the order in which they should be delivered to provide the best evidence-based care possible. While algorithms are helpful in this way, they can also cause some confusion when the patient's condition changes. That's the topic of today's episode. When we see a change in rhythm, which algorithm? There are basically six algorithms you should know very well and three special considerations that you should at least be familiar with to be a competent ACLS provider. The six that are most frequently used include ACS, bradycardia, tachycardia, and the stroke algorithms for patient with a pulse that have not gone into cardiac arrest. The adult cardiac arrest algorithm for when patients do go into cardiac arrest, and the post-arrest algorithm for when patients experience return of spontaneous circulation, or ROSC, after an arrest. Generally speaking, if there's a change in a patient's condition, we should ensure we're using the correct algorithm. In the next few minutes, I will share some common scenarios and how they can be handled using standardized ACLS methodology. Here are the three key takeaways to keep in mind as we work through these scenarios. First, if a patient's condition changes, we should do an assessment and then use the algorithm that matches the patient's current state. We do not need to go all the way through an algorithm just because it was started. Second, if an action was already done, we don't need to repeat it. And third, we only do actions that are clinically appropriate and within our scope of practice. If you cannot perform an intervention, ask someone that can if it's needed. Let's go through an example. Let's say a patient comes into the ER complaining of chest pain and shortness of breath. We would start with the ACS algorithm and obtain a patient history, get a set of vitals including O2 sat, obtain a 12-lead ECG, hook them up to a monitor, and start an IV. Based on our assessment, we can make treatment decisions using the evidence-based algorithm to administer aspirin if there's no contraindication, and consider morphine, oxygen, and nitro, our MONA interventions, based on our findings. This is where some clinical judgment comes into play. We wouldn't give nitro to a hypotensive patient or oxygen to patients with adequate O2 sats just because it's in the algorithm. We do them if it's appropriate for the patient's condition. If this patient's heart rate is less than 60, or greater than 150, we would follow the bradycardia or tachycardia algorithm and administer 1 milligram of atropine rapid IV push for bradycardia or prepare for cardioversion for tachycardia. Let's continue with this patient who, let's say, has a heart rate of 162 and a blood pressure of 86 over 50. We decide not to provide sedation due to the hypotension and prepare for immediate cardioversion because the patient is unstable. After delivering a synchronized shock, the patient becomes unresponsive. At this point, the patient's condition has changed, so we should assess them and change the algorithm if needed. In this case, we would check for a pulse and breathing and assess the ECG. If there is no breathing and no pulse, we are now in the cardiac arrest algorithm. We ask ourselves, is this rhythm shockable and a defibrillator immediately available? If the answer is yes, we would immediately deliver a shock using the manufacturer's recommended energy setting for biphasic defibrillator or 360 joules for a monophasic defibrillator, immediately followed by starting high-quality CPR. If the rhythm isn't ventricular fibrillation or VTAC, we immediately begin high-quality CPR and administer 1 milligram of 1 to 10,000 epinephrine IV push. For purposes of this hypothetical, let's say the patient is in a shockable rhythm and we're going down the left side of the adult cardiac arrest algorithm. After delivering our second shock, we immediately resume chest compressions and administer 1 milligram of epinephrine. After 2 minutes of good CPR, we check the patient again and notice that the ETCO2 waveform has increased and the monitor is showing sinus bradycardia with occasional unifocal PVCs. At this point, we need to reassess the patient. What is the patient's level of consciousness, a palpated pulse, respiratory rate, and blood pressure? If the patient has a pulse, we move to the post-arrest algorithm. If there is no pulse, we are now on the right side of the adult cardiac arrest algorithm because the patient is in PEA. In the case of PEA, we will continue with high-quality, uninterrupted CPR, administer epinephrine every 3 to 5 minutes, and work through our reversible cause H&Ts until we have ROSC or the patient's rhythm changes again. We no longer shock or deliver antiarrhythmic medications because the patient's current status no longer warrants it. If we notice the patient goes back into VF or VT from a systole or PEA, a shock should be delivered as soon as possible, and we would continue down the left side of the adult cardiac arrest algorithm. However, in this case, because we've already been administering epinephrine, we would go to amiodarone or lidocaine as our next timed intervention. In the case of ROSC, we will ensure adequate perfusion and make arrangements for PCI, targeted temperature management, or transfer to the ICU for close monitoring based on the patient's condition. PCI if a STEMI was identified on the 12 lead, targeted temperature management if the patient isn't able to obey commands, and transfer of non-STEMI to the ICU for close monitoring and perfusion maintenance. If this still seems confusing, don't worry. You will have the opportunity to work through a few different scenarios in your class. And remember that you have a team and reference cards to help you. I know today's episode is a little longer than usual, but it's a topic that I've seen many students that don't regularly participate in CODE struggle with. I hope that you found this review helpful. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.